Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So yesterday.
You're darn right we are.
There were a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see something that they rarely see.
And that is?
They gathered around.
Mm-hmm.
They looked.
They took days off.
They looked. And I'll be damned, they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Astros bats made a rare appearance when they were needed the most. Now, I know it's early.
Oh,
can I say
it?
This? Can is I it? Say this? Am I okay?
Is it early?
Can I say this, Figgy? It's early. Can I say this?
Did they win?
Can I say that? Yes, they won. Can I say this?
So, no, you can't say that.
I got to say
Astros bat, baby.
No, I got to say this, okay? Mm-hmm. That was a resilient dub yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was as resilient as you can be. Now, in fairness, sometimes we'll react the other way and we'll be told it's early. So I know it's early. But yesterday, you get dealt a punch to the junk as Framber Valdez is out. Some Jamoke comes in and can only get one out. I honestly think
who was that?
I don't want to let me say this. I know some people are being very courteous to him, and I'm not a I could do this guy like with professional athletes. I think I could do what he did. I could get one out. I could get one out and give out less than him. Because if you just like tossing it up there, chances are someone will get under it because they'll try to hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Because it'll be such a
meatball.
And you're
throwing it 60 miles an hour.
So I honestly think I could do what he did.
Yeah, you probably could.
100% could do what he did.
Well, Joe Espada said it might have been a good matchup for him.
I heard that. I don't respect Joe Espada's scouting reports.
Exactly.
That's beside the point.
All right.
So he gets one out. Five runs. In comes the bullpen. Bullpen that we had high hopes for. Bullpen has not been that good. What does the bullpen do? 8 2/3 of scoreless baseball.
Yes, sir.
What does the offense do? 8 unanswered runs. And the Houston Astros yesterday, early, did I say it? Early in the season.
It is early in the season.
They get a dub that they needed, and all those idiots up there that decided to pay $20 for Whataburger in the
home.
Stands. They had to watch the Houston Astros get the dub.
They went home with onion breath.
Resilient win yesterday. That was resilience.
Yeah, only three series, of course, but I think it's safe.
1-1-1, by the way.
Yeah, 1-1-1.
One series at a time. 1-1-1 is the record in series.
Yeah. But even that it's only three series, I think it's safe to say that was the best Astros win of the year.
Oh, easily.
Because first
what
of all.
What about the no-no?
No, it was a better game. It was a better win.
But that was the first win of the year, though.
This was the best win of the year.
This is a hot take.
Let me explain it.
Oh, my gosh.
This was not flukish, like one player having an otherworldly performance.
All right, there's the fire.
You know what I mean?
There's the
like,
fire.
Like, that was
like I'm looking at an eclipse.
Well, here we go.
The fire coming out of that basketball.
Here's why. Because Ronel Blanco was spectacular. That means they won the game because of Ronel Blanco. They won this game because of everyone. That's why this was the best win of the year.
And they probably shouldn't have.
That's number one. Number two, it was a comeback win. So it kind of felt like these were the Astros we've known in the past. You know, unscathed, undeterred. They come back. By the way, the best hitter on the planet, arguably, did his thing. That would be Yordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. the bullpen, you mentioned that. Got it done. There were some crooked numbers on the scoreboard. That's the Astros we know.
Crooked numbers. Can we get rid of that?
Yeah, that's an old one, but
say some big numbers.
Forgive me for that. Multi-runs, innings, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, altogether, when you look at the big picture, that was the best win of the year for the Astros. It wasn't flukish. It was just everyone.
It was resilient.
Yeah, and resilient.
It was extremely resilient.
Yeah, that's the good news.
That was big, man. Early. Gotcha, early. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But now you got the Kansas City Royals, and you're kind of setting yourself up now. You got to creep back up to 500. You got to crawl before you walk, one series at a time. 1-1-1 is the series record. I've committed myself personally to just counting series, one series at a time. Now the Royals, 6-4 ball club right now. They're playing some pretty average baseball.
Figgy, it's early, right?
It's early.
But.
I feel like this one series at a time thing is going to grate on my nerves over the course of the
year. It is what it is, buddy.
Figgy, how do you feel about this?
It's going to...
Hey, it is what it is, man. That's where we are now.
It's a compromise, bud.
I feel like I'm going to get tired of the one series at a time.
You know what I get tired of? I get tired of telling it's early anytime, being told it's early anytime there's baseball. So I'm respecting what people are saying, right. And I'm compromising.
All right.
And I'm cutting it in half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut it into football seasons, and I'm going to cut it into series.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. 10 games equals one game on the football scale, so you can react to that and then the series.
Yeah.
Just don't lose series. They got to stack them up, man.
They do, but that was a good place to start.
That was nice. They say they avoided losing the series to the Rangers, and the bullpen was a massive, massive part of that. By the way, this was Joe Espada on Blair.
What was his name?
Before the game.
Blair something?
I don't care. Mr. One Out. Mr. One Out is what his name is.
Okay.
Quote, I think his stuff will play well against this lineup.
I saw that.
I think he throws strikes. His sinker and sweeper are two pitches that can be effective against this lineup. We're looking for him to compete and give us a chance to win. And I think he can do that. Let's see. Blair Henley. One-third of an inning, 5 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks. There was a lot of like sympathy for this guy. Well, one out?
Yeah.
You actually kind of have an advantage. I know you're going against one of the best lineups. They've never seen you, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the case.
Yeah, they've never seen you, sir. It happens a lot. They surprise you.
Yeah.
One out? Come on, bud.
That's ridiculous.
5 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks. I do think that might have a shot to be able to get one out before I give up 5 runs on 4 hits.
Oh, I think you would.
I just have to get the out. Just I'm not striking anyone out.
Throw it underhand.
Yeah, we'll just see what you got, and then the defense behind me will take care of it. I'm not walking anybody.
No, just get it in the box. Just get it in the box. 8 2/3 of relief work that was absolutely stellar. That was the story right there. The Astros haven't done, according to Brian McTaggart anyway, haven't done anything like that since 1974.
Well, yeah, they haven't had that many scoreless innings of relief since 1974.
It's incredible.
Now, they had that marathon game with the Mariners, but that was extras.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was
2 years ago.
That was a good game. That was a wild one. That was a wild one.
That was a long ball game. Meanwhile, in the world of sports, I think it was like midnight when the game started.
Dude, okay, go ahead.
The UConn Huskies win the national championship, and they do so in dominant fashion. The largest point differential of all time. You want to talk about dominance? UConn had a 23.3-point margin of victory. They are 12-0 in the tournament the last 2 years, and they've won every game by double digits. They have the third highest margin of victory last year, which was 20. So their margin of victory in the tournament is
over 20 points in the last 2 years. Sprinkle in North Carolina 2009. They had a 20.2-point differential. But UConn wins the national title. UConn hoist the trophy. No Jim Nance at the postgame ceremony.
Yes.
So it was Ernie Johnson. So I guess mm-hmm. the rumors of that were false. But the UConn Huskies, they dominate. They do so on TBS, that's TNT.
Yeah.
And they do so. The
what was on TNT?
That NBA? Game, too. They put both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Like, the women's ratings were high. ESPN does nothing to push the men's tournament.
No.
It's not even on their homepage. They have mm-mm. they have lacrosse over it.
Well, I didn't see that, but I mean, but they no, have, it's not.
They have everything on their homepage. They don't even mention the men's tournament.
You know what I'm mad about, though? That was like, that game was right in my wheelhouse, like to watch it as a fan.
What do you mean in your wheelhouse?
Like, I like the college basketball X's and O's. You guys know that.
Oh, wow.
And what
I didn't know that.
What? Yeah, you
yes, learn something new every day.
Yes, you did.
There you go. Nice to meet you, man. You X's and O's guys here.
In college basketball.
College basketball X and O guy.
You knew that. And that was beautiful to watch what Hurley was doing with letting Edie score, limiting the three-pointers. I think they only had 7 three-point attempts, the Purdue, which was ridiculous. It was beautiful for me. It was great watching it.
Yeah.
And I went to bed early.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
Because, what are we doing, man? Like, first of all,
you got to stay up late. You got to tough it out.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
I'm actually embarrassed that you admitted that.
No, I'm honest on this
sad.
Show.
That's kind of sad.
That game was perfect
that's
for me.
That's being lazy.
No, it's not. It's
that's
being tired.
That's laziness right there.
It's being tired and sleepy.
That's just taking advantage.
No.
What if they'd come back? I'm supposed to sit here talk to someone who didn't watch the game and pretend?
Like they were going to come back?
Look at this guy, man.
Yeah.
What are we doing? No pride in his craft.
My pride is in
just faking it and coasting it.
My pride.
He's going to come in here, with 15 minutes left.
I stayed till about.
Oh yeah, I really thought the timeout in the second half was really good. He's watching SportsCenter the next morning with a notepad, taking notes on what everyone's saying. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not. I'm not ashamed.
Get behind
at all.
That microphone and say you didn't watch the game.
I'm not ashamed. Slime at ball. All. I'm not ashamed at all. In fact, I hung in there till about. I think it was under 6 minutes when I said all right. But. The thing is, like, that was too good a game for me to go to bed early. And then I did because it was a romp.
I think the assing was appealing, though.
It was beautiful. That's what I'm saying. It was beautiful for me to watch.
I mean, I just, you know.
The way they were playing.
As a watcher, I just thought the way that UConn would bleed down the shot clock at the end and still find a way to get a good shot. The way that they broke the press, it was just perfect. That secondary pass was right there.
See,
the guy was making himself
like
available.
Me.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I enjoyed watching that. Like, because Iowa cut it to 10, I think, with, like, 3 minutes or whatever. They cut it to 12 at one point. But UConn, man, they know how to there's a problem with kids these days when they play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's either 100 miles per hour, wild assery, where there's no chance at running efficient offense, or it's just too slow to where you don't get the shot off at the right time. I don't know what Hurley does. I don't know if it's just about the players, but for whatever reason, this dude, and I think the final 2 minutes, there was a possession where they broke the press. They got it out. Dude's dribbling around. He doesn't even really attack till 10, but even when he's dribbling, he's kind of got the guy on his toes.
Yeah.
He throws it to the corner. Dude in the corner takes 2 dribbles. He throws it in the paint to the dude. Dude with like the baby hook, and they got it off with like 1 on the shot clock, and it was just perfect execution. Yeah. I don't know what UConn does, but man, it's just beautiful the way they execute.
See, now you're talking like me. That's what I'm saying. That's what was frustrating. I love that stuff. And I love watching it, how they operate
I can tell,
and all
Mr.
that.
Mr. Bedtime?
Yeah, I did. And so that's why I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to bed. But it's a shame that they started that late. East Coast team as well. So
it didn't bother them.
It didn't bother them.
Yeah, it didn't seem to bother the East Coast squad.
Do you think the women's ratings will be higher than the men's game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because ESPN actually pushes it. And I don't know what's going on TBS.
Mm-hmm.
Like TBS, I go there to watch Saved by the Bell reruns.
Yeah.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
or Seinfeld reruns or something. So, yeah, ESPN, they don't put it on their site. Literally, when the game was on, you had to click on NCAA basketball to see the scoreboard. It's not even on their site. So, yeah, I think it gets a little bit more push. I obviously think there was some star power, but, yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. TBS? Come yeah. on, what are we doing?
That'd be pretty incredible.
Can we figure something out there?
Well, I mean, what are we
this
doing?
This guy taught the turn of sports about yeah. that.
I yeah. mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
By the way, True TV, I've not gotten used to that. When they first put it on there, I was like, what is that? What is True TV?
It's growing, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, True TV.
When's the last time you watched True TV without the tournament?
Without the tournament, I can't remember.
What come on, True TV?
No, all I'm saying, I told you this a couple of weeks ago. Like, they're really emphasizing sports. They're picking up some other sports that they're going to be carrying and stuff. No, look it up. True TV is really
that's kind of every network,
but
now.
They're really committing to
HBO a lot more Max like that. Had the games.
Okay,
on.
They got a lot of impractical jokers. It seems like it's basically just impractical jokers, world's dumbest. Yeah, that's pretty much what they do. It's It's basically the Impractical Jokers Network. No lie,
that's like MTV and Ridiculousness.
Man, Ridiculousness is good, but is it all day good?
It's all, man.
Is it all day good? Like, is it you can watch it multiple times good? I just don't know about all that.
Yeah.
Man.
Here's the story I read. The sports schedule will consist of simulcasts of NHL, MLB, and NBA game. The major media company intends to create a nightly sports block for True TV.
Good.
Yeah, so there it's going to be growing.
Need some comp, man.
Yeah.
I was definitely... figured it out, but yeah, we'll see how that went. So you had that going down yesterday. You had the Astros bats erupting. Also had a little clarification on something we spoke on yesterday, the Tavondre Sweat situation where he got arrested. Popular name with the Texans. So I guess he was booked because the text I got showed 212 with the information,
mm-hmm.
and it was basically like the official thing. I guess he was pulled over at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it was early.
And there was a wreck and the other person left and he was booked at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So he was not brunching. He was not yesterday. I was on the locker room stream and someone said, and this was, I guess, talking about the initial reports, which were that, you know, he got arrested at 2 and all that. Someone was saying, what are you doing getting drunk on a Sunday at 1? And I was like, what?
Who doesn't?
Have you ever been in college? Have you ever heard of a Sunday fun day? That is the best time to get drunk.
It ain't even just a college thing.
No,
man.
It's
are
not a college
thing.
Are you
kidding me?
Have you ever been on any girl's Instagram?
There is nothing better than getting drunk on a Sunday, and then you go to bed at like 7, and you just wake up after like 12 hours and go to work, and you're feeling like fresh. Yeah. Like
try to go to one of these restaurants on a Sunday, man. Number brunch.
Yeah.
Brunch and mimosas.
You're out all night on Saturday, you wake up, you pop open a beer to keep the hair on the dog, you drink it in the shower, and then you go out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who doesn't get drunk on a Saturday at 1? My God, name a better time, quite honestly. Good
that's
Lord.
That's a thing. And maybe it's just me, but it seems like women really love to put their Sunday drinking on Instagram. Champagne.
Oh, yeah, because you feel civilized. And it's always always chaps.
Yeah.
Chaps. The verdict that I came across yesterday, and there were a few hundred weighing in on it, is I don't think there's a small portion, I think, of people who would just dismiss Tavondre Sweat. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously both angles of this where you think he's such an idiot that he got, you know, busted 20 days before the draft. Or you think maybe this is like something that wakes him up. Like there's a balance there, but I think a small portion say, don't draft him at all. And then I think there's another portion that says, oh, maybe that second round pick.
Yeah.
And then there's a large portion that says, hey, if he's there in the third, that's a no-brainer. So I would say, like, if we're just talking about the Texans draft picks and we're saying the top three, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. I would say it's probably about 2-6, 2-7. As to where people would be willing to draft Sweat, like in that range of
but
where the
about,
Texans
see,
are drafting.
I think more people would be willing to draft him. They just don't want to say it out loud.
No, everyone's fine. No, they're going in depth on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a portion that would take him no matter what in the second. But I think there's some people who say, okay, with the second or the third. But the third seems to be where people are like, all right,
yeah.
Got it. I can dismiss my anger for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes. The Astros, shout out to them. Big dub. On to Kansas City, though. On to Kansas City. Astros got to figure out their stuff. By the way, have you taken care of what you need to take care of around here?
Me?
You.
What do I need to take care of around here?
Figgy, have you taken care of what you need to take care of around here?
I think so.
Okay. Just making sure, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't want to sneak up on you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you got to change your password in 2 days.
Oh, no. Mine, I already did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't wait till last minute?
No, that depends on who it is. Like, your password reset is different than mine.
Well, yeah, that's because you probably do it, like, proactively. Yeah,
it depends when you do it.
See, I got to max it out. It's almost like
you go to the last day.
Worth. It's like getting your money's worth.
Like running on E?
Yeah, I don't want to, like, if they give me a 10-day warning, like, you make me change my password ever so often, so I don't want to waste 10 days.
Well, you're not wasting
it. I got a 10-day window.
You're going to have another.
But you got to get the most
bizarre thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to make me have it for 90 days, why would I only want it for 80? I got to maximize the time.
You're not going to lose the credit or something?
You're not losing your email.
I mean, this password is going to be back in 2 years, man.
But if you do it 10 days before,
got a rotation going here.
If you do it 10 days before or 1 day before, you're still going to have the same email. Nothing's going to change.
Yeah, but the password. I'm going to have to change my password, the finger memory and all that. I got to maximize it.
That's bizarre.
Got to max it, man.
That is absolutely bizarre.
Did you change yours? You got to.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got some.
Do you
wasters
run on
here.
E?
We got some wasters here on gas.
If it says 50 miles till empty, how many more miles are you going to drive?
Oh, I roll on E. Yeah,
I don't go more than like 5. I got to take the next exit.
Yeah, I roll on E. Yeah.
Figgy.
Yeah, I get to about 30 miles.
Nah, I
30
get
miles. Then
it would drive me nuts.
Okay.
It would drive me nuts.
Landry Locker, the pocket protector wearing John Lopez here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Nick Caserio, is he really developing a reputation in front of us, or is this just a phase? Let's cuss and discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Figgy, let's hit it big time.
Houston.
Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Are we learning about Nick Caserio, or is this just a phase? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We've been in the Nick Caserio business for a few years now, going back to 2021 when he took over. And it's hard to say, to compare what he did in those first 2 years, first couple of years, when you had all the dead cap, when you had limited draft equity, to what he's doing now. It's hard to find a tendency. Many believe that he would not spend money in free agency because that's not what he'd done the first 2 years.
Well, that's what he didn't, yeah.
I kind of rolled my eyes at that.
Me too.
They've spent the second most money in free agency thus far.
Yeah.
So we see Nick Caserio, and we see him trading, and Trader Nick has become a nickname, and you know, he's trading the extra second-round pick for Stephon Diggs. He's trading up for Will Anderson. He's trading all over the place. And I got to wonder, is this Nick Caserio or is this just a phase? In other words, is Nick Caserio making these moves, whether it be in 2021 when he traded up for Nico Collins? Is he doing that because perhaps he had limited draft picks and he wanted to trade up for those guys? And when he's making trades like Will Anderson and Stephon Diggs, is it because he had extra chips and extra draft equity to make a move? Do we have any idea what the identity is of Nick Caserio?
I think the identity is willing to adjust, willing to change his approach. If you go back and listen to our shows in 2020 and 2021, you know, we were often talking about, like, don't read too much into this. He's building it down. He's tearing it down to build it back up. Now he's building it back up, and he's doing it by adjusting what his makeup was, what his approach was back then. That's strong. I mean, that's a really strong attribute to have, you know, to be able to say, all right, now we've been planning for this. Now let's execute that, and let's change the way we do things. I think that's his strength, his ability to have this vision. I've said it here, you know, and actually, you know, plan for it, do the things to build toward that and get it done. So I don't know if he's really changed at all. I think this has been the same guy. That was just a different phase.
I think he just evolves. And yeah. We said this, I know I've been saying this for a couple of years, and this was in 2021, 2022. And I said it when DeMeco was brought in. I wondered, you know, would the Texans be willing to roll the dice on guys that, you know, in other years, other regimes, other situations that they wouldn't be willing to roll the dice on? And this was one of the things that I liked about DeMeco Ryans, is it seemed like a Stephon Diggs, who Mark Schlereth called a turd the other day. I heard that on Payne and Pendergast. I don't know that Bill O'Brien would have been willing to take in Stephon Diggs. I don't even know if he would have been willing to bring in Joe Mixon, although that's a long, long thing of the past. So I do think that we've at least seen that, and we've at least seen that type of evolving with Nick Caserio. But this notion, and I keep hearing, well, he might trade up, and, you know, he might do this. The Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud trade, which I think was a package deal and kind of a compromise between the draft room to get the two guys they liked most, I think it had as much to do, like, there is a certain level of aggressiveness, mm-hmm. but I think it had as much to do with the fact that you had the extra draft picks in the Deshaun Watson trade. And the Stephon Diggs trade, that was a follow-up to trading with the Minnesota Vikings and getting an extra second-round pick to give up. Like, if they had never made that Minnesota trade, I don't know that they trade one of their 2 seconds this year or their second next year for Stephon Diggs. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would kind of bet against it. So, you know, he's developing a reputation. Next year, though, it's going to be back to normal draft equity. You're not going to have the multiple first-round picks, which mm-hmm. they traded the one this year. Mm-hmm. So I think we could see a change. And the other thing that I think we need to be aware of when it comes to what Nick Caserio does and what's ahead of the Texans is The Bills were kind of where the Texans are right now, like 3-4 years ago. Like when Josh Allen, when you first thought Josh Allen might have something, you started being aggressive. You brought in Stephon Diggs. You brought in all these other guys to take advantage of that rookie window with Josh Allen. And then now, fast forward to here, you see the Buffalo Bills. They're having to get rid of guys, and they're getting rid of guys. They're unloading, and they're learning that when your quarterback establishes himself as really, really good, if not elite, it's more difficult to keep these guys. And sometimes, you know, stuff wears down, like the Diggs thing. So the Texans are going to find themselves in that position. Like, as good as it is right now, Buffalo was enjoying this a few years ago, and this is just kind of their transition. I think we can go up 45 too, J-Lo.
Yeah.
Where the Cowboys, people are making fun of the Cowboys right now.
Mm-hmm, a lot.
And they're saying, man, they're not doing a damn thing in free agency. Look at them. This is not what all in looks like. You can't call this all in.
That's all they can do.
But.
Yeah.
And people like to use the Texans now as like a way to make fun of the Cowboys, mm-hmm, because the Texans are winning the offseason.
Yeah.
But you know what the Cowboys have that the Texans are going to have 2-3 years from now?
Yep.
They have two elite guys that they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay CeeDee Lamb. They're going to have to pay Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. So they can't come out here and get Danielle Hunter for 2 years and that interfere with the Micah Parsons situation. And that's where the Texans are going to be. And that's why this is such an important opportunity. And that's why you see an aggressive Nick Caserio. But make no mistake about it. It's easy to sit here and look at Buffalo and say, look at this thing kind of unraveling. Look at Miami having to get rid of all these guys. But eventually you're going to get to a place, and hopefully they're proactive enough to at least minimize the damage, but you're going to get to a place where 2 years from now we're sitting there in free agency and we might look at the Texans and say, okay, they have this much cap space. But, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud eventually.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, you also paid Derek Stingley. And, oh, by the way, that Christian Harris guy has developed into a hell of a ball player, and you might have to pay him walk as well. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, you like what your offensive tackles are doing right now, but you might have to say goodbye to one of them and draft someone young. Yeah. So I do think that while it's easy to look at Buffalo, just know that they were where the Texans were 3 years ago, and they functioned a completely different way. Brandon Bean functioned a completely different way 3 years ago than he is right now, and that's why this opportunity is so important for the Texans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And that's what he's planning for. And that's why, you know, you learn from not mistakes, but other people's experiences. And that's why we're seeing these 3-year contracts, 2-year contracts, et cetera, because you got to plan for that. And let's be honest, this is stating the obvious, but the D'Amico Ryans factor here with these terms and with the contracts and with the players they're acquiring, I mean, that goes together with what Nick is doing.
And that's why when you talk about, and we talked about this yesterday, and we're creeping up on the draft, we're 16 days away, baby.
Yes, sir.
From the draft, really 17 for the Texans, if we're being honest. No first-round pick. But 2 seconds, we're looking at this, and that's why, you know, I don't think draft picks can be minimized, because when it comes to having to pay all these guys, the value of finding 2 starters on day 2, a starter and a contributor on day 3,
it only increases because they're on the tail end of the guys that you think you're perhaps going to have to pay.
Right, and I think we're going to reach a point, maybe not next year, but soon, where all of a sudden this spending money is going to be replaced with acquiring draft picks. And that's what Nick Caserio does well.
And you're going to have to say bye-bye to some guys.
You're going
to
have to trade a guy for a second-round draft pick.
No doubt.
You know?
Yep.
Because that's how you're going to get value, as opposed to right now, you have value with the money you're spending.
And look at Miami. Miami's having to get rid of a lot of guys that their fans love, and Buffalo's having to get rid of a lot of guys that their fans love.
They need draft picks.
We're going to get there.
Yeah.
And it's a better place to be than where we've been, but mm-hmm. I say all that to say, to bring it back to where we started this segment, 16 days from the draft, don't get to know Nick Caserio too much and establish some sort of identity, because the more success you have, the more stuff changes. Yeah. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Did you get you some breakfast today?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Were you waiting for it last night because you were on that juice cleanse?
Yeah. I actually ate already, man.
Hey, how was that charcoal lemonade?
It was good.
It actually really looked decent, man.
Nah, it was really good.
It actually looked decent.
It was good.
One more day on your cleanse?
Me? Nah.
You.
No, I'm on a 24 day thing, but I'm on there's a 10 day phase, there's a 14 day phase.
So
I'm on day 9 and then day 10. I can eat, but it's just a little bit light.
Yeah.
Looking out for it, man. Can't be you can't be a cheeseburger close from being closer to the 300 than 200.
No, you can't.
That can't happen, man. You got to take that.
Just being healthy, man.
You take that down. You can't be 251 in here, man. Come on, brother. Fat ass.
I think that's what I weigh.
Well, my bad.
No, y'all weigh the same?
I weighed this morning, 251.
Hey, y'all weigh the same?
No, I'm down.
Okay.
I lost five last week.
Okay.
But I'm working on it, as always.
Come on, man.
I was 255, so there's 4 pounds.
Yeah, but that was just after you ate that feast that you had on Easter.
No, I don't know when it was. Hey man, I'm a lean, mean fighting machine.
Oh, you're looking good. You carry it well, John. I did not. Coming up next, deja vu, and God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Lopez is kind of rubbing off on me. Little Masters theme here as we localize it. Do the Astros need to be tiger-proofed? That's next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, so localizing it, 16 days away from the NFL draft. A polarizing figure around here. Very successful, perhaps one of the most successful radio hosts of all time. Colin Cowherd, he's calling his shot. He is telling you, we know that Caleb Williams is going to be the number one pick for the Chicago Bears, right? I mean, seems like a foregone conclusion.
Yes.
Colin Cowherd's telling you who he believes the number two pick will be, which is what the Texans had a year ago.
I've been told the Washington Commanders, right now, as of today, would choose Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, as their top pick. And going back and forth, I'm told they believe he's more consistent than Drake May. He is quicker, more mobile than Drake May. An offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, who will have some say in this, has had multiple quarterbacks in his college and pro coaching career that play like him.
All right, so he's calling the shot on Daniels. I will say this, and I think he prefaced it right, if they had to pick today, because I have it on decent-ish, mm-hmm. or really good-ish at the authority, that 10 days before the draft last year, C.J. Stroud did not believe that he was going to be the pick at two, or he had no idea. Mm-hmm. And I think you might agree with me that 10 days before, the Texans had no idea that C.J. Stroud was going to be that number two pick.
3 days before.
Exactly. So, I remember saying it's not going to be Stroud if they have to pick today.
Yeah.
And I very good authority that they did not feel that way.
Yeah.
At least he did not feel that way.
I didn't feel strongly about it, as you know, until 2 days before.
Oh, you felt real. So, you should have stuck him out even more than you did.
Yeah.
You basically guaranteed it.
Mm-hmm.
But you were trying to be a little bit safe in it. But yeah, that's my whole thing there. I'm just so glad not to be in this business. It's almost like, and I don't think this is always going to be the case, but this is just a confession. Just mm-hmm. I'll confess this right now.
Okay.
Watch this. I've actually just avoided anything about quarterbacks.
I'm out of that business.
I don't think I'm going to do this all the time.
Yeah.
But I think for this year, I think it's just a nice, especially in that range and mm-hmm. at the top end of the draft, I'm enjoying just kind of like avoiding it. Like it's almost like I almost avoid it like I do political stuff on Twitter, where I have all this stuff. I'm not going to block the word quarterback. I'm not going to block the word Caleb Williams or anything like that. But I have taken a very, very extreme measure to just not give a rat's butt about what happens with quarterbacks. I'm going to turn on the draft. I'm going to watch. And I'm going to enjoy, but this speculation, all that stuff, don't care.
The only thing I care about quarterbacks, and really I won't even care that much until the day of the draft, is how many are taken.
Yeah, because that's
all
good.
I
you
care
benefit
about
from it.
Yeah, because you quarterbacks and maybe even wide receivers at this point, the more the merrier if they're gone in the first round. That's all I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm not really into this quarterback thing. Mm-hmm. I've actually avoided it. Big time. So this week there's a golf tournament.
Yes, I've been poring over my numbers, by the way. I'll let you know tomorrow.
You don't have to. You don't have to do
No,
that.
We're doing it. No, I do it every year.
You don't have to do that, man.
Figgy, it's a tradition unlike any other. Me making successful Masters picks.
Yeah, you don't have to do that, man.
I've made people a lot of money. Ask the loophole.
Yeah, I've
had them texting me. Dude, I went with so-and-so. Great call.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, we're doing it. Yeah. You can leave. It'll just be me and Figgy. Take a break off. Take a segment off.
You want to take that one off too?
Nah, I'm interested, man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it's the Masters. It's Masters week.
By the way, before you get started, I may well have someone on my ticket that you are about to mention for the first time in 5 years. He's playing really well. The only question is durability, but continue.
Okay. I have no idea who that would be.
Who are you going to mention right here?
But Spieth's going to win it, so you don't even have to listen to him. Spieth's going to win the Masters.
Spieth is not going to win the Masters.
Spieth wins the Masters, the end. Don't listen to him. His list sucks. Spieth. If you want to win, bet on Spieth.
I have a long and lucrative track record.
Spieth wins. There you go. Tiger Woods,
that guy.
Tiger Woods. I got
hoes. He's playing pretty well.
Say that one more time, Rich Homie Kwan. I got hoes. Like golf trying to make with Tiger May. Shout out to him, man. What a fall off. So I'm looking at this Tiger thing, and as we localize it, I want to bring it to the Astros. I'm not trying to break down Tiger Woods' a short game, unless that's what you were trying to do there. You want to get it in?
No, we're going to do
you
it tomorrow.
Break down what he's been
doing
on
fairways?
We're
doing it tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. What time? We'll do it at 11.
Oh, yeah, 2:01. No, 2:01 p.m. 2:01 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. 2:01.
Or 9:58.
11 a.m. tomorrow.
9:54 before crosstalk.
11 a.m. tomorrow. The always lucrative, always interesting John Lopez Masters picks.
All right, so this Tiger thing is interesting because to win, he's 250-1. To get in the top 20, he's 4.5-1.
Mm-hmm.
To make the cut, it's even money.
Mm-hmm.
For Tiger Woods, even money for him to make the cut.
Yeah.
And if you bet against it, then the odds are against you, and you're going to have to bet $140 to win 100. So Tiger's adjustments have been taken down a notch. Do we need to tiger-proof the Astros' expectations? That's my question here.
Yeah.
Do we need to tiger-proof the Astros' expectations? Because we know what the standard is. If the standard happens, I think it'll be pleasant. But me personally, I could be wrong. Loopholes, 713-572-4610. Let me know. If you're watching, in my opinion, if you're watching this Astros team expecting this to be a 95... 100-ish win ball club.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, this is on the aftermath of winning 90. I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment, and I think you're just going to stress yourself out, and it's not going to be an enjoyable experience for you.
Oh, well, you're talking to the guy that said, I just had a gut feeling. It wasn't based on anything that things would start to go the other way.
Yeah, I think you said like an 88, 89?
I think I said 88 wins.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I said 88 wins. Not that I'm not, you know, loving this team and all that.
Yeah, it's still fun.
Things just have a tendency to even out.
That's what I'm saying. Do we need to tiger-proof these expectations?
The answer is yes. I think the answer is yes. And not just on some bozo's gut feeling, but let's look at what's happening. Justin Verlander, he's going to have another rehab start. He's not back. Fromber, we haven't even really talked about that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Fromber has an elbow issue. Well, there's your point. Elbow issue. We don't know about Luis Garcia and obviously Lance McCullers. Hunter Brown, what has he shown really? So the starting pitching, the worries we had seem very, very real. Relief pitching yesterday notwithstanding seems very, very real. Jose Abreu at first base is not getting any better. You know, there are some other questions in terms of just how this team is going to perform offensively. They've been a very hit and miss team, scoring one run or zero runs or whatever it is, and then 10. So, yes, I think you do need to lower expectations.
They got a pulse, though. I mean, that was a big dub yesterday, and I don't want to minimize that and take that away from them.
Yes.
That was a hell of a dub yesterday by the Astros. So I will give them that. But I do, you know, tiger-proof. Tiger-proof and used to be changing courses to impact Tiger, which I always thought was weird because doesn't everybody get impacted by it?
By tiger-proofing, yes.
I was kind of like, okay, so is he going to have to play this and everybody else is going to play the normal one?
It's going to be even worse for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll play on this course.
I always thought that was a weird thing. But I am watching this ball club as a team. Okay, if they can just get in the playoffs, that's fine. But the 95-100, I do think that should be kind of adjusted, much like you can bet even money for Tiger Woods to make the cut, which I think that's actually a sick-ass bet.
He's made 24 in a row.
Yeah, it's the record, right?
At Augusta,
25
yes.
would be the record?
Yes.
Making the cut?
Yeah. I think he'll make the cut. I'm fighting whether I want him on my card or not, but I'll let you know tomorrow.
Probably not, I would say.
Yeah. I'm leaning that way.
I'd probably say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me question you. If you haven't already removed Tiger from the card?
No. He played Monday with Zalatoris in a practice round. Yes, oh, okay. Yes, I watch practice rounds. And played really, really well. This magic doesn't happen by itself, man.
Okay.
There's a lot of work that goes into this.
All right. There you go.
My lab is different than your lab.
There you go. Coming up next, Fear check. Framber Valdez, he's got arm soreness. And John Lopez has fear. Is it healthy fear or is it a rational fear for a team that we know all too well? It's next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.